In this bulletin, the Defence Force to assist Victoria with its coronavirus spike, the global economy to shrink further than first predicted, and in football, Australia and New Zealand to make their final presentation ahead of the vote on who will hold the next Women's World Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. The Australian Defence Force will go to Victoria to help the state cope with its spike in COVID-19 cases. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has been talking with Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews about further deployments. A spokesman for Mr Morrison says Commonwealth departments are waiting on Victoria to determine what support it requires. Victoria has had 141 cases in the past week, and a man died of the virus in the state yesterday, the first COVID-19 related death in Australia in more than a month. The International Monetary Fund is forecasting Australia's economy will shrink by 4.5% this year and grow by 4% next year. The fund says the coronavirus pandemic has caused wider and deeper damage to global economic activity than first thought, causing the organisation to lower its 2020 global output forecasts even further. It predicts the global economy will shrink by 4.9% this year, significantly worse than the 3% drop it estimated in its previous report in April. The IMF's chief economist, Geeta Gopinath, says the recovery will also be weaker, with global growth predicted at 5.4% for the year, compared to 5.8% in the April forecast.
It was already the worst recession since the Great Depression in April, when we had projected growth for 2020 to be at -3%, but now at -4.9%, that is even more strongly true. And no country has been spared. Both emerging market developing economies, advanced economies, have all been very badly hit during this crisis.
The World Health Organization expects the 10 millionth global case of coronavirus will be recorded soon. Approximately 9.1 million people have been infected by the virus worldwide, and more than 470,000 have died. WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus says the increase in reporting numbers of infections means they expect the 10 millionth case to come within the next week.
In the first month of this outbreak, less than 10,000 cases were reported to WHO. In the last month, almost 4 million cases have been reported. We expect to reach a total of 10 million cases within the next week.
A new research poll shows United States approval of President Donald Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic has dropped to a record low. The results show just 37% of US citizens approve of the way Mr. Trump has responded to the crisis. Meanwhile, the European Union is considering a blanket ban on visitors from the US because of the high rate of transmission. The nation has recorded more than 2 million cases and over 100,000 coronavirus-related deaths. To sport, and the Prime Ministers of Australia and New Zealand will today reinforce their commitment to delivering a monumental 2023 Women's World Cup tournament. Both leaders will feature in the final presentation to the FIFA Council before the winning host announcement tomorrow morning. Only two bids remain: the joint Australia-New Zealand bid, and a bid from Colombia. Matilda's star Stephanie Catley says she's confident the Trans-Tasman bid will be respected and rewarded.
I'm on site for 2023 because I think Australia and New Zealand would do an incredible job of hosting the Women's World Cup.
We have the most incredible stadiums, and I think New Zealand and Australia are both incredible countries, and we will be able to host an amazing tournament.
If successful, the Australia-New Zealand bid would be the first co-hosted World Cup and the first ever FIFA Women's World Cup in the Asia-Pacific region. And now for a look at today's weather. Mostly sunny in Perth, 21. A shower or two in Adelaide, 16. Similar conditions in Melbourne, 17. Much the same in Hobart, 15. Early fog in Canberra, 13. Sunny in Wollongong, 19. Similar conditions in Sydney, 19. Much the same in Newcastle, also 19. Sunny in Brisbane, 21. Mostly sunny in Cairns, 26. And sunny in Darwin, and 32. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.